It poured with rain on Sunday morning in a packed St. Peter's Square as Pope Francis presided over a colourful celebration in the context of the Year of Faith, Holy Mass with confraternities. And the confraternities came in thousands, spilling over beyond the square, donning their traditional robes and bearing their great crucifixes, which they lined up against the walls of the colonnades, mostly from European countries, Italy, Spain, Malta, Portugal and Ireland, some from even further afar. And when the Pope greeted them, he thanked them for their courage in braving the rain. In this square, he insisted, I see a great variety, first of umbrellas, and then of colours and signs. Popular piety, he told them, is a road which leads to what is essential if it is lived in the church in profound communion with your pastors, a breath of fresh air. It was an encounter with, he said, a traditional reality in the church, which in recent times has experienced renewal and rediscovery. And in his homily on this occasion, he focused on three points: evangelical, ecclesial and missionary spirit. Three words not to be forgotten, he prompted.
Evangelicità, ecclesialità, missionarietà. Tre parole, non dimenticarli.
While explaining their significance, Pope Francis pointed to Benedict XVI, now Pope Emeritus, who coined the expressions evangelical and ecclesial spirit. But he added his own personal touch by saying how popular piety, which is to be treasured, is defined by the bishops of Latin America as a spirituality, a form of mysticism, which is a place of encounter with Jesus Christ.
Uno spazio di incontro con Gesù Cristo.
Further on in his homily, Pope Francis also quoted from the Latin American bishop's Aparecida document, which defines popular piety as a legitimate way of living the faith, a way of feeling that we are part of the church. Lifting his gaze towards the congregation, he added, and this is beautiful, eh?
È bello questo, eh?
Allow yourselves to be guided by her. In your parishes, in your dioceses, be a true lung of faith and Christian life. Finally, quoting again from the Aparecida document, he invited those present to continue to journey together towards shrines, participate in other demonstrations of popular piety, and bring along their children. Let us ask the Lord, he said, always to direct our minds and hearts to him, as living stones of the church.
Siate una presenza attiva nella comunità come cellule vive, pietre viventi.
So that all we do, our whole Christian life, may be a beacon of witness to his mercy and love. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.